Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 22nd of July 2022 is Anglo-Scottish War, 1650-1652. The Anglo-Scottish War, 1650-1652, also known as the Third Civil War, was the final conflict in the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, a series of armed conflicts and political machinations between parliamentarians and royalists. The English invasion of Scotland in 1650 was a preemptive military incursion by the English Commonwealth's New Model Army, intended to allay the risk of Charles II invading England with the Scottish army. The First and Second English Civil Wars, in which English royalists, loyal to Charles I, fought parliamentarians for control of the country, took place between 1642 and 1648. When the royalists were defeated for the second time, the English government, exasperated by Charles's duplicity during negotiations, had him executed on the 30th of January 1649. Charles I was also, separately, the King of Scotland, which was then an independent nation. The Scots fought in support of the parliamentarians in the First Civil War, but sent an army in support of the king into England during the second. The Parliament of Scotland, which had not been consulted before the execution, declared his son, Charles II, King of Britain. In 1650, Scotland was rapidly raising an army. The leaders of the English Commonwealth government felt threatened, and on the 22nd of July, the New Model Army under Oliver Cromwell invaded Scotland. The Scots, commanded by David Leslie, retreated to Edinburgh and refused battle. After a month of maneuvering, Cromwell unexpectedly led the English army out of Dunbar in a night attack on the 3rd of September and heavily defeated the Scots. The survivors abandoned Edinburgh and withdrew to the strategic bottleneck of Stirling. The English secured their hold over southern Scotland, but were unable to advance past Stirling. On the 17th of July 1651, the English crossed the Firth of Forth in specially constructed boats and defeated the Scots at the Battle of Inverkeithing on the 20th of July. This cut the Scottish army at Stirling off from its sources of supply and reinforcements. Charles II, believing that the only alternative was surrender, invaded England in August. Cromwell pursued, few Englishmen rallied to the royalist cause, and the English raised a large army. Cromwell brought the badly outnumbered Scots to battle at Worcester on the 3rd of September, and completely defeated them, marking the end of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms. Charles was one of the few to escape. This demonstration that the English were willing to fight to defend the Republic, and capable of doing so effectively, strengthened the position of the new English government. The defeated Scottish government was dissolved and the Kingdom of Scotland was absorbed into the Commonwealth. Following much infighting, Cromwell ruled as Lord Protector. After his death, further infighting resulted in Charles being crowned King of England on the 23rd of April 1661, 12 years after being crowned by the Scots. This completed the Stuart Restoration. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 044 UTC on Friday, the 22nd of July 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Anglo-Scottish War, 1650-1652. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ayanda Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.